Hi, this is Stuart Weems and welcome to the Investably podcast. My goal is to share easy to understand evidence-based holistic insights to help you master the game of building wealth. And as you know, in my regular episodes, I talk about the theory, methodologies and principles associated with investing. These case study episodes aim to share how the application of this approach to formulating that type of advice works out in real life situations. And today I'd like to talk about a client that I've been working with for the last 2.5 years. So it's not a long period of time, but over that period, we've made some substantial improvements to his financial position and prepared him for a big transition into retirement. So when this client approached us 2.5 years ago, he had an accountant that was looking after his practice. He has an orthodontic practice, and he had an accountant looking after that, just doing compliance work, not particularly on a timely basis, always kind of chasing the preparation of tax returns to lodge them on time and so forth. He had a financial advisor that was really just wasn't really providing strategic financial advice. It was really just looking after two portfolios. He had one portfolio in his self-managed super fund of shares, some direct shares and managed investments, and then an identical allocation outside super in his personal name that he borrowed money to fund. So he had gearing in his own name. And then he had a separate insurance advisor and frankly, way too much insurance. Like the premiums were really cost prohibitive. So when I looked at it, I stepped back and thought, well, hang on, this guy's got three people giving him advice on three different matters regarding his financial position. But no one's really looking at the holistic view. No one's really taking a step back and saying, well, we've got these investments, we're paying this tax, we've got this income. You know, how does that insurance tie into that? And furthermore, the client's about 5 years away from retirement, so he's going to have to sell his practice, working his way out of also working on his practice and his patients, and then transition into retirement and then fund retirement, which will be relatively expensive in his situation. So who's really looking after that? Because the tax guy is just doing the tax returns without necessarily any eye on the future in terms of exiting the business and how that might work. The financial advisor, all they're doing is just looking after the portfolio. He makes super contributions, they invest them, but there's not much to that. And the insurance advisor is really just about, well, let's try and hang on to all these insurances for as long as possible because they're earning really great commissions. So there's no incentive for that advisor to say, hey, look, you're getting close to retirement now. You've got a great asset base. Perhaps you don't need as much insurance as you've got. And so our goal was to bring it all together and really have one full holistic view on how are we investing, how are we distributing taxable income over the next 5 years that is going to help you build wealth today, but also help you save tax today and also tomorrow as you get into retirement. And then once we have that really big picture, that gives us a really good context for making insurance-based decisions. So for example, we can work out if the client stopped working today, will he have enough assets to fund retirement? If so, then we need substantially less insurance than what we might have today. And so just to reel off a list of things that we've worked on over the last 2.5 years, we've actually achieved quite a lot. And I'm not sort of saying that to blow our own trumpet, but I think what I wanted to do is just highlight, you know, how much work there was for this client to really harness the most value for them. So we improved the way his self-managed super fund was invested. He had some direct shares, some really expensive managed funds, and we adopt a much better long-term asset allocation using rules-based methodologies that are low cost. So we really cleaned that up. We've moved the personal portfolio into a corporate beneficiary because we produced a tax strategy that helped first restructure his business, and that will save him around about $500,000 in tax by doing it today rather than waiting for 5 years until he sells the business. And then we've got a good distribution strategy where we're going to park a lot of profit in a corporate environment and then pay it out as a dividend after he retires, which is again going to save a substantial amount of tax really over the next 10 or 15 years. The income that he earns over the next five, he ultimately won't pay any tax on that income, you know, because we get to spread it over a 15-year period as opposed to take it on a five-year period. Knowing that that is our strategy, what we then wanted to do is make sure and say, well, we've got some investments in personal names. Let's put that in the company as well, because that will alleviate or at least minimize any what's called Div 7A loans. So again, still tax-related strategy, but really making sure that we're then owning our investments in a way that's very congruent went with that tax-related strategy. He had an underperforming property investment, so he divested of that and replaced it with a fantastic investment-grade asset. That was the only other asset that he had in his personal name. We've implemented a loan structure that will help him convert non-tax deductible debt into deductible debt very quickly, because essentially what he did is he upsized his family home. So he actually moved to a much more expensive home closer to the coast, and he'll gradually over the next year or so probably divest of his family home. But as a result of that kind of home upgrade, it gave rise to non-tax deductible debt. So he certainly implemented a strategy to do that. And then unfortunately, or you know, I guess in a financial way, fortunately, he received an inheritance from a family member. And we've had to help with that in terms of working out which assets to keep and how to integrate it into the rest of the strategy and so forth. So when I reflect back on all the work that we've done, you know, all the advice has really included things like business advice, share portfolio management, tax structuring, business tax planning, property advice, estate planning. There's been a lot of estate planning conversations, mortgage structuring and broking, and then long-term strategic advice. And there's all those things are multifaceted and interrelated, of course. And so if we have one team looking after the whole thing, we get to identify all those opportunities and really bring it all together. As I said, that one tax restructure idea, for example, will save him $500,000 in tax, which is nothing to be sneezed at, of course, but there's savings all around the place and efficiencies that can be achieved when you do have one person look after everything. So I thought this was a really good case study to share to sort of highlight that clients that have more complexity, and particularly if they're approaching a change in lifestyle situation, so transitioning to retirement, buying into a business, selling a large portion of their business, you know, these sorts of big lifetime events, getting married, separating even, these big lifetime events, as well as having a relatively complex situation, typically means that they've got a lot to gain from having a holistic approach. Whereas if that client had continued with his previous advisors, it would really be up to him to try and share information between all those advisors to try and harness that holistic approach. But it is really difficult for them to do it because the insurance advisor, for example, will say, well, the scope of my advice is insurance only. I can't give you financial advice. So I can't really advise, you know, how you should structure the insurance or, you know, what the consequences of reducing insurance are. And conversely, the financial advisor won't know, well, maybe we should put the shares in a corporate beneficiary or not, and where the value of that is, because they won't necessarily know what the long-term tax strategy is. And so really what you do need is, you know, a team that sits around the table really talking about those sorts of things. And I talk a lot about it in the weekly podcast that I do, and this is just a good example of how that all comes together. So I hope these case study episodes don't come across like a big sales pitch. I don't mean them to. The sole aim of this is really to share stories about specific real-life examples of how taking an evidence-based approach, an approach that's holistic, that considers, you know, both property and share advice and tax consequences, really comes together for some clients, and how it just give a real-life example of how it has an impact. Okay, back to my normal regular podcast tomorrow, of course. And until then, bye for now.